Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, chavarim, shalom, this is Ras Ayadonis Safari, this is Yadin, here with the Tuesday podcast, the Ras Safari podcast here on a Tuesday, Testify Tuesday. Here we're in the Shavua, or the days right here, prepping for Pesach, here in the season, looking forward to the TJIF, that's the eve right there, the eve of Passover, here in this Gregorian 2022 year. But here in today's Daily Psalm, we have Psalm 39, and the last Torah reading and feeding before we have entered into this Isla Day, the first of the Mo'adim, the appointed times, speaking about the Pesach season, right? The Passover, the first of the three of the times in the year where all the males of Yisrael to appear in the place, right, in spirit and in truth. So here on the in and the irid, we are prepping right here, but let's just recall the last Torah reading and feeding before we enter in right here, the Mitzorah. There's some content to Mitzorah and the topical themes beyond just, you know, the overt aspect of the leprosy as it's so woefully misunderstood, but looking into we call it the Hebrew science, right, or the two truths, the phi cycle and the meta phi cycle. We're going to write up with some overflow from the previous as it connects even here on the in and the I of today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, which is seen an elegy, right, an elegy, almost like a Hebrew blues, so to speak, right here. But here, first of all.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot. Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
The evening psalm right there for the third day of the Shavua, third day of the strong, or here corresponding with the Tuesday. Many people believe it's the second day of the week, but actually in Yahweh it's the third day. So the third day, the evening psalm right there. Psalm 82. So we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 39. But firstly, foremostly, right here, let's begin off with thanks and praise, and then we'll go into some of the details and also segue with the previous overflow reasoning from the Torah and see how it connects here with this today's daily psalm. But first, thanks and praise here. Iki Levi, right here with thanks and praise. Yes, I. Hebrew. Rastaman Hebrew, right? Yes? Good song.
Tamid etli
and praises one time. Oh, give thanks and praises two times. Oh, give thanks and praises three times. And then you're done. Well, let me tell you this, that Jaja Rastafari. Jah bless Rasta Hebrew man. Jah bless them youth, and Jah bless y'all, and Jah bless them elderly people. Well, you know them are fought and bled for this country and trade. Fought and bled for our freedom and rights, yeah. Fought and bled for this country boundaries.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready. My...
Let the music start up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
Joyful. Discipleship Radio.
Blessed, give thanks and praise my brethren to Jah world creator. Oh yes, Dada. Give thanks and praise. Nati, give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. My brethren, give thanks and praise.
Thanks and praise, oh yeah. Give thanks and praise, not
yes, yes, yes. Barry Brown right there. Some classic, classic, classic. The thing of how to present this right here, seeing that we had fulfilled here in the season with the 28th, yes, the 28th sabbatical study, and that was Mitzorah, and we're speaking about the leper and leprosy, and was going into the Hebrew science of it and the connection with, you know, bad mind and bad speech and word sound, how word sound and power, you know, is the root idea from the hearts, of course, keeping it heartical. But here with today's daily psalm, it's interesting. There's verse 11 in the Hebrew that will correspond to verse 10 in the King James Version. This verse right here, which says, remove thy stroke from off me. Now, what's interesting is that in the Hebrew, right, the nega, here we have nega eka, the eyes, plague, stroke. I think KJV brings out that blow. But here we have the word stroke. Now, it's interesting because there's a connection here in the season with today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 39, that we seem as a Hebrew blues. It's often referred to as an elegy, more bringing out more of the inner sense of it, the Hebrew blues. It says that there's a resemblance between today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, and the preceding, which is noticeable. And the preceding is a penitence prayer. Here we're prepping for Passover, a penitence prayer, like a repentance prayer. So the connection of Psalm 38 and Psalm 39, just take note in one study. So a sufferer, what we have here is a sufferer, right? A sufferer, and here in the expression, a wailer. A sufferer in his distress pleads with Hailahim, with the power, the true good, the true God. The language is more restrained than the previous, right? And the thought deeper. So the language is more restrained when we compare today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, and the previous Psalm 38, right? His pleading at times, right, develops into a questioning of the divine providence. Providence, what does providence mean? Pro vida, seeing beforehand, vida from the Latin, like video, pro, before, right? Pro vida, his providing. So here we have in the English the Jehovah Jireh, or we say Yahweh Yireh, or Jehovah Irie, Yireh, which means in the Hebrew to see. Like one says, oh, yeah, I'll see to it. You want that? Okay, I'll see to it. Doesn't mean they're just looking, but they are going to provide. So here in today's daily psalm, we have pleadings that at times it develops into a questioning of the divine providence, the divine Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, his seeing before. Has he really seen in my situation? If he's seen to it, then why am I going through this situation? This is the spirit, the sense, right? Not so much of the letter, but the spirit of the word right here. So we have one named Ewald, one of these Christian scholars, you know, just seeing what they viewed and then looking at it from I and I view and see whether we can agree or not. But he has judged that the psalm, the chant, to be indisputably, quote, indisputably the most beautiful of all the elegies. So getting a definition, what is elegy? Simply defined, it's like a sad song. It's like blues. We call it a Hebrew blues. Right, Hebrew blues, you know, blues in the Psalter, right? So as we study this and even study, right, the blues of the Peter Israel of the West, once lost, now found, black and brown people, it's interesting, we'll see a lot of corresponding themes, Chabarim. So the first thing we're going to seek to do is, first let's just go over an overview, give ear and hear, and then we'll compare with the previous, the last of the Torah reading and feedings, Mitzorah, and concerning speech and word sound, and see if there's any inner connections. One of them is definitely in the 10th verse in KJV. I think it says, thy blow. Let's get right here. We have the sword right here, the English sword. Let's go to the KJV. We're looking at the Hebrew right here, but let's see the KJV. For the KJV, a verse in your Bibles will be verse 10. Let's just go here, Psalm 39 right here, verse 10, where it says, no, it has the same sense here. Thy stroke, thy blow, remove thy stroke away from me. It's like he's saying, in essence, it's a psalm of David. Of David is saying, remove thy plague, the nega in the Hebrew, nega, interesting, right? The nega, here we have it in the Hebrew in verse, corresponding verse 11, the numbering is different because the superscription, a little small type in the Hebrew, is actually the first verse, or is incorporated and included in the first verse. Here it says, Hasir, may Alai, Nigeka, and that construction from Nega, the eyes, it can be in one sense a blow by the hand, but in the Torah reading and feeding we had left off on, right, for Mitzvah, it defines the plague. Right, so there's a phi cycle, a physical aspect, a natural aspect, right, to what is called leprosy, right? But we also have the spiritual, the metaphy cycle aspect, as is brought out when we study this in context of the scripture. But a literal way of bringing it out would be by hostility of thy hand. By hostility of thy hand, remove thy stroke from off me. I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. So here, first ear, today's daily psalm as we prepping for Pesach.
Shalom again, Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me, I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more, 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 and be no more.
Even that psalm right there, most of the psalms, they kind of end, even if it's some low point, it always ends, or usually for a high point, but that one right there, that ending right there. Here. We call this a few Hebrew Rastaman first words. Yes. Here it is, the Farai, today's daily song.
It's in a vain shoot. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now Adonai, Donai, what wait I for? My hope, my expectation is in thee, in thee I deliver, I liver I from all my transgressions. Make I not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blows of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. hear I pray, O Yahuwah, and give ear to I cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with the eye, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spear I, that I may recover strength before I go hence from here and be no more. You know, and practice, of course, you know, practice makes perfect. You know, and practice, of course, you know, practice makes perfect. But after a while, it becomes, as they say, it's second nature. As His Majesty Karmawi Nagusinagas, the Majesty of the Sovereign, says, you know, the only thing to do to overcome like a bad habit is replace it by a good habit. But then we can still use those principles there wisely, right, and perfect, you know, gradually, little by little, and growing in grace and in knowledge. So this particular psalm, an elegy, we call it an elegy, and we call it like a sad song. It's like blues. This is like a Hebrew, this is some of our ancient Hebrew blues. We have Psalm 39, Psalm XXXIX, for the leader, for Jeduthun. Now, the metaphysics of that name is very important. Yedutun. We look at the pointing for ourselves, but here is Jeduthun, right? A psalm of David, a Mizmor le-Dawi. I said, I will take heed to my ways. I will take heed to my ways that I hatia, that I do not uck up, that I do not miss the mark, that I sin not, I lack not with my tongue. I will keep a curb upon my mouth while the wicked is before me. So we have this in the first verse of this particular psalm. I'd like to share this right here. And the main rhema word is the use of the lishon, right? And this particular psalm is lishoni, which refers to my tongue, right? My tongue. We could call it my style of speech, or as we say, may the words of my mouth and the meditation or the agitation of my heart be humbly acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength, my redeemer. So let's get this right here. We're going to look at the classic KJV. Right, classic KJV. So just a couple of minutes right here, and then get into a little full of this particular song. But enough to note the similarity, spiritual similarity of point and of essence, right, in connection with this 36 Torah portion, reading and feeding, and Psalm 39 to the chief musician, even to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Now, there's a footer in the Scofield Study Bible that says that Jeduthun was a Levite, and we speak about the Levites, the consecration of the Levim in this 36th Torah portion. A Levite chief singer and instructor. So the Levites were also chief singers. So you had the singers and the players of instrument for the reign of Rastafari, like the Levites, right, in that same function, right, almost ethiopically speaking, like the Deptera, right. But here we have references first, Chronicles 9 and 16 and 16 and is that 50? Is that 58 or 38? I think that's 30. Yeah, 38, 41, 42, 25 verses 1, 3, and 6. 2 Chronicles 5 and 12. 2 Chronicles 35 and 15. And Nehemiah 11 and 17. He is mentioned in Psalms 39, in Psalm 62, and in Psalm 67. And Jeduthun was first called Ethan, FN or Eton. Eton or FN. Alright, then of course we have the kind of name change for Yah, Yahuwah, Yahu, right? Eo, Yo being added to the name. Yadutan, Yadutan, right? So it begins off saying, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the Rishaim, while the ratchet is before us. I was dumb with silence, I held my peace even from good, and my soul was stirred. My heart was hot within I, while I was musing, while I was agitating, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, with Lishoni, with my tongue, Lord Yahuwah, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, look in sight, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before the eye. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely, every man walketh in a vain shoot. Surely, they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Adonai, Donai, what wait I for? My hope, my expectation is in thee, in the eye. Deliver I from all my transgressions. Make I not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blows of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. Hear I pray, O Yahuwah, and give ear to I cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with the eye, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. Oh, spear I, that I may recover strength before I go hence from here and be no more. Glory to the word, sound, and power. Abba, Father, Behashem, Yeshua. Yes, I, an elegy. That's like blues, the Hebrew blues right here. Now, the study of this, might not have time in this gathering right here, but just the study of this and just the connection of this, especially where he speaks of his tongue. All right? Mm-hmm. Amarti, amarti. Ashimra, ashimra, deraki. Here it says my way, deraki, derakai, my way. He says, I said, right, I said, amarti, I said, amarti. Ashimra, ashimra, I will take heed. This word ashimra is interesting. It's like almost like when you graze, like if you graze the animal, almost like when they would bring the animal before the door, the patach, right? In that sense, like I will take heed, right? But also the shama, like to guard. I will guard derakai, derek means way. So it's not ways, as we have mentioned before. It's not ways right there. I said within my heart, in the words of senses, I determined to take heed to my way, to keep a strict watch over his emotion, and to not chakiyat with lishoni, with my tongue, with the lashon, by railing at Elohim for his apparent injustice when he contrasts his faith with that of the wicked, the ratchet. Similarly, Job sinned not with his lips, to curb use of an animal muzzle while, here's the key, while the Rasha'im, the ratchet, the Rasha, the defiant, is before I. While they are still in his presence, lest his words spoken in their hearing, this is the key, this is the key, in their hearing be an offense to Elohim, be offense to Jah, I and I power. So a little bit more on this, take a little Selah, Selah, Selah right here. 39th Psalm, more of the fullness coming forward. Shalom, 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 shalom,
shalom. Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a soldier, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more.
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters. Kind of some first words, Rastaman, view right there. They're there today's daily psalm. And I think in this particular season that the original record there, it was linked with, I think, Psalm, the Torah reading and feeding was 36, 39 at that particular time. But then we also find that there's a link right here, even with today's daily psalm and the previous Torah portion. In fact, the Torah portion that we are kind of like segueing and from as we enter into the holy season. And one of the main themes of the Mitzvah was the Motzi Ra'a, the Motzi, the bringing forward of Ra'a, like words, how we use words, evil speech. You're speaking of Lashon, as we have in today's daily psalm from the very beginning, the first verse. It speaks about, I said, a determination being made here. I will take heed to my ways. Now, the whole thing, the Rak, Daraki, my way, Darakai, my way. And the pointing there, we see Daraki, but of course, we can also see it in the sense of the plural sense. But let's look at it in singularity as we see the pointing is Daraki, my way. But, you know, in that essence, looking at all of the ways in one way, Yahweh, truth and life. I will take heed to my way that I sin not, that I don't uck up, that I don't miss the mark, I don't forfeiture. Right, I don't commit fornication to crown the king, right, with my tongue. So the tongue is emphasized here in the link with the Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, with evil speech or with the tongue of the evil or the horrible tongue, Lashon Hara. It's actually Ha, the in Hebrew, Ra. Ra is evil, bad, hurtful, unkind, ill, that which causes hurt or pain. Right, or trouble. So we bring it out in the English sense from the Hebrew, Lashon Hara, sound like Lashon, tongue, Hara, the horrible tongue. So here David is saying that he doesn't uck up, that he doesn't commit a chatiyat. And then we're linking the tzara'at, which is translated as leprosy, both the first, we could say one to receive that sign according to the Hebrew scripture is Moshe. Why did Moshe receive this? Some will say, well, it's because Jah was showing him something, yes. But why did Jah choose to show him that there? Because he said that the children, the Bnei Yisrael, basically he spoke evil of the children of Israel, so they would not believe him, right? They would not believe him. You know, they would not, you know, hear him or obey him. And they will say that he who be who he be did not appear to him. But then when we read the narrative, when he finally did stop, you know, maybe, you know, making, I don't know, making excuses, we could say from this perspective, when he finally did what Jah told him to do, it was a total 180-degree opposite. So it's interesting that sign, the first one in the scripture to get what is called leprosy in the English translation, the skin disease, the connection here from the ancient sages is with evil speech, right? Is with evil speech. And we get to see that Moshe, in that sense, when he said that, nah, you know, the people are not going to believe me and they're not going to obey my voice. And they're going to even say that he who be who he be, that Jah did not even appear, make himself visible. This is the key also in that particular area of scripture, because when it says appear, right, the sense of that is made himself seen, Chabarim. So here we look at today's daily psalm, Psalm 39. And as we're in the time period of prepping for Pesach, we see this interconnection here even in the first verse, the determination, I said. Now, some bring out the sense here in the very first verse. Let's just go over here. We want to look at the very first verse, right? The Ha Aleph and the Ha Tau, or the, as ones would say in the Greek, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, right? Here of today's daily psalm, just to bring this out here. I said. Where did he say this? This determination by the context is within his heart. And then Rabbeinu Yeshua speaks about, you know, that the abundance, you know, right, of the heart, the mouth speaketh, and what is in the heart comes forward in the mouth, is expressed. So Dawid here says he's going to take heed. He's going to take heed to his way, right, that he doesn't uck up with his tongue, right, with his lishon, bilishoni, by way of his tongue. And then he goes on to bring out the sense here with the connection of the mitzora, the motzi ra'a, the one who brings forth evil, the one who brings forth bad mind in word, sound, and power. He says, I will keep a curb like a bridle, like a muzzle, right? Using this word pick, use a curb, a muzzle, bringing out this direct sense like an animal's muzzle is what he's saying. He will use a curb or a muzzle upon his mouth. But then there's this context here. While the wicked is before me. How do we see this, Chabarim? Now, we can see this in the sense of, yeah, I'm not going to say nothing because then one is wicked. Yes, it can apply like that. It may be interpreted like that. He says, the odd rasha, while the defiant. Interesting, the word for wicked in the Hebrew, or the wicked, like wicked people, also comes down the sense of the defiant, right? The defiant. So to that which is true and right, being defiant, according to the scripts and Jah eyes, would make one and one ratchet or rasha. But he says, the order rasha, le negadi is before me or opposite to me. While they are still in his presence, one bringing out of it on the phi cycle, the natural level, the first of the two truths, lest his words spoken in their hearing should be an offense to Elohim. But we also may interpret this in the meta phi cycle sense, you know, that, you know, while he witnesses and sees these things, he might want to say something that might be ratchet from his own mouth. Remember what he's saying. He say he will take heed to his way. That he doesn't sin with his tongue. Because sometimes we see wicked or ratchet or wrong things and we're seeking to respond in the heat of our heart and our, you know, our emotions. And sometimes in responding to a wicked or a ratchet thing, we find ourselves being wicked and ratchet. You know what I mean? Yeah, so when David is saying while the wicked is before me, it's also while if there's anything that is defiant, right, to Yahweh, because he's going to take heed. You know what I mean? He's going to take heed. He's going to keep a strict watch over his emotions, right, over his emotions. So this is also soul and psychic instruction right here, here, here. Now, the next part we'd like to go to, that's the first opening verse right here. So we see the connection with the tongue, with the Lashon Hara. Right, with the tongue of evil. That's like the, when they say, what is that evil tongue? What's a way of describing it? Well, it's saying something, right? Even if it's true, just because something is true doesn't always mean that we have to say it. It depends on what is before us. Right? It says, while the wicked is before us. But here, 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 in the fulfillment verse, the verse that probably throws many of I and I off, you know, when we read it, we're like, chant. Verse 13 in the KJV says, oh, spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence, hence from here and be no more. Chan. You know, it sounds like really blues, really sad, right? But in the final appeal section of today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, a more better translation, according to the Hebrew, is look away from me that I may take comfort before I go hence and be no more. So what is it saying right here? The difference is the KJV says, spear me. It's like, you know, like one is going to tear me up. Please spear me, right? But he's saying actually in the Hebrew, hasha, 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 mimeni, hasha, look away from me, look away. In other words, let's bring this out. The sha'a, sha'a, sha'a is to look at or to regard, to gaze about something, right? Even to look upon something in the hepael sense and the hefil sense of the verb, it's like to look in dismay, right? To gaze about, to even look in anxiety. We have to recognize what is being said by Dawid and whose presence he sees himself in the presence of he who be who he be. He's saying, look away from me, not just spear me. Spear me has one sense. Let's read it. Let's read it right here. Spear me that I may recover strength. So the idea is I'm so weak with this. I just need some strength. Spare me. Don't hurt me. Just please spare me. I know I'm wrong. Please spare me. But the Hebrew sense of it right here, seeing that this is the final plea, there's some parts of the psalm that are interesting as well, right? Before we go on, let's just go through the parts of the psalm right here so one can hopefully appreciate love, right? In the opening verses 1 to 3, we have his silence. His silence under suffering, right? Verses 1 to 3, right? Looking at King James wise, 1 to 3, his silence under suffering, right? And we have verses 4 to 6, he asks for self-gnosis, self-knowledge. This is interesting. He asks to know himself. He asks for self-knowledge in verses 4 to 6, right? In verses 7 to 11, his prayer for relief, the situation going through prayer for relief. And then we have the full of full, right? We have verses 12 to 13. It's his final plea, So the KJV has it as, oh, spare me that I may recover strength. But here we look at the Hebrew right here. It's hasha, hasha, I mean, man. We're obliga, right? Obliga, actually, Hebraically speaking, has a sense of brighten up, take comfort. So the real sense of it is not so much that, because balag, check this out. In the Hebrew, we have we're obliga, right? Obliga is that I may take comfort or that I may brighten up. That I may have, like these people would say, a cheerful spell, so to speak. That I may brighten up, because the root word, the Hebrew, the H1082 is balag. Balag mean to gleam. Balag mean to smile, right? Balag mean to gleam, to smile, to show a smile, to look pleasant, right? The sense of it in the Hefil sense is the cause to burst, you know, like enjoy in a joyful sense. Now, it does have a sense of like break off or loose, but it's almost like in a sense to, you know, to comfort. The recover is in the sense of comfort, the strength, that I may recover strength, is that I may cheer up, right? That I may be happy. In other words, with the intense gaze of he who be who he be, looking into my heart, knowing my heart, knowing the secret places and everything. Remember how he opens up. I will take heed to my way, that I don't uck up with my tongue. I will keep a curb or a muzzle, like an animal muzzle, upon my mouth, while the wicked, the ratchet is before me. In the twofold truth, while the wicked, right, both objectively speaking, is before me, and also while the wicked, objectively speaking, remember he said he's going to check himself. He's not going to try to be checking everybody. He's first going to check himself. This is why he says in verse 9, I am dumb. I open not my mouth. I'm dumb. And not dumb like he's stupid or silly. No, I'm speechless to say. He's speechless. I have nothing to say. I'm not going to open my mouth. Why? Because the eye has done it. And then here's the interesting connection right here with the Tzara'at in our previous Torah reading and feeding before coming into the prepping here for Pesach in this season and time. It's in the next verse he says, remove thy stroke from off me. And we know that the Tzara'at, which is translated falsely somewhat as leprosy or skin disease, right? We have it as a nega, 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 nega. It's like a nega. We'll get into that a little bit. You know, how does that inform or should inform us now, right? Some talk about a naga, but we know about the nega, right? This can be a blow, a physical blow, but in this context also it can be the infliction, the plague, the infliction of the tzara'at, which according to the Torah is connected with the Lashon Hara, which is connected with evil speech or bad speech, hurtful, evil speech. So notice how Dawid is checking himself in this psalm, and then he says, remove, hasir, hasir, may alai, hasir, remove from upon I, may alai, on I, alai, it's on I, may, from I, remove from I, Nigeka, 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 the I nega. Then he goes on, right? Then he comes to this final appeal, which begins in verse 12. Hear my prayer, O Jehovah, and give ear to my cry. Let's put this in the contextual sense. He says, with shawati, and my shout, shawati. Some might say in modern Hebrew, vishavati, shavati, but in the ancient Afro-Semitic pointing, vishawati, 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 and my shout, right? And hear me when I'm calling to the eye. It's not the boo-hoo-hoo cry, not here, right? And give ear to my shout, right? Vishawati, ha'azina, broaden your ozen, yazin, your ear. Right, broaden your ear to my shout. Keep not silence at my tears. So there's the tears, right? For I am a stranger with thee, a sojourner, as all my fathers, my patriarchs were. Then he comes to this fulfillment verse, which the KJV has, spear me that I may recover strength. Now, who knows? Back in 1611, the old English, King Jamesian, Victorian, Elizabethan, the different styles of English back in them days, they probably understood this. You know, like when we hear Shakespeare. We hear Shakespeare with our modern ear, we don't get it. But then we put it in the context of, oh, that's basically like to say, like almost like, don't keep looking at me. Like, you know, when you say to somebody, don't keep looking at you because they look like you wrong someone, and you say, listen, I'm sorry, and they're just looking at you. Like, come on, stop looking at me like that. You know, that I may take comfort, that I may cheer up. You know, you're looking at me that way, it's bringing everything before I go forward. And, you know, even a sense and be not, right? And be not. Often, you know, we can read it, depends on the perspective of heart and mind, and you can read it that way. But when we study to show ourselves approved, it's not so bluesy as one might take it from the way the KJV has it and the way we might read it today. Because the first part of it, look away from me. Right? Don't keep gazing on I. Your gaze is penetrating to I. Why? So that I may recover strength, or that I may take comfort, where I believe God, that I may smile, so I may smile, cheer up, right? Bitarem, elek, bitarem, before elek, before I tried, elek, before I tried, where ain't me, and I be not. I be not really is the context of the fact that the psalm, right, is presented, you know, as a liturgy. The psalm is presented as a prayer. And the Psalms of David became the liturgy of Yisrael and of Yehuda and of the tribe of Judah. So this was the context of I and I worship, right? This was I and I liturgy, right? Remember Dawid, David, a man after Jehovah's own heart. So just to touch on this right here, you're here to bring hopefully a little better context. Yes, there is some sadness, but basically it's speaking the truth in love.
Lack this chet. This missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love?
The truth
in love.
The truth
of the king. In love.
The truth.
This forfeiture, this lack, this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? In love, in love.
Ki ya'ima nidabira ha'emet be'ahava ve'negidila ve'chola davara la'u la'mashiach asher huwa ha'rosh. Here, Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love.
In love.
For speaking the truth in love, but speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidabira ha'emet be'ahava be'ahaba. Speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet be'ahaba in ahaba in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet be'ahaba ve'negidla be'kol davar la'u la'mashiach asher huwa harosh.
Full of all, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, that is head, Moshiach, even Messiah, even Christos, even Christ in his kingly character.
Kiim nedaber haimeta be'ahava, we negidila b'kola davar lo, la Moshiach, asher hu, ha-rosh. Kiim nedaber Haimet be'ahava.
Ahava, ancient pointing modern Hebrew, ahava, love, ahava.
Yuzika zinka love!
Yes, sir.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire! More fire!
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Yes. We went right up the Royal Amharic, but here to the Groundation. Let's go to a Hebrew verse by verse right here on today's Daily Psalm. We just zoomed in on the Ha'aleph, the first, and the Hatawe, or the Alpha and Omega, today's Daily Psalm. But let's get the fuller full right here to the Groundation. Meseretawi Kwan Kwa.
Mizmor Lamei Tet. Mizmor Lamei Tet. Lamnatseyach liditun mizmor lidawi. For the leader, for the overcomer, the chief musician, lamnatseyach liditun, for jedutun, mizmor, a chant, Isis, a psalm, lidawi, a psalm of David. Lamnatseyach liditun mizmor lidawi. Mizmor lidawi. Amarti, eshmerah dirakai, mechto vilshoni, eshmerah lefi machsom. The old Rasha le negdi. I said, Amati, I will give heed to my ways. Eshmera derakai, that I sin not with my tongue. Meichito, from sinning, from arcing up, from missing the mark. Meichito vilishoni, be lishoni, with my tongue. Eshmara lefi machsom. I will keep a curb upon my mouth. Eshmara lefi. I will guard my mouth. Eshmara lefi machsom. With a bridle, a curb. Be'od rasha li negdidi. While be'od, the wicked rasha, is before me. Li negdidi. Amarti eshmara derakai. Meichito avilshoni. Eshmara lefi machsom. Be'od rasha li negdidi. Li negdidi. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace and had no comfort, and my pain was held in check. Ne'lam tia dumiya, hecheshei tia mito, uka'evi ne'ekar. I was dumb with silence. Ne'lam ti dumiya, dumiya, I was dumb. Ne'lam ti, silent dumiya, I was dumb. Ne'lam ti dumiya. Hecheshti mitob. I held my peace. I restrained myself. Hecheshti me from tob, from good. Hecheshti mitob. I held my peace. Had no comfort. I restrained myself from good. Hecheshti mitob. Ukevi neekar. And my pain. Ukevi. Ukevi. Ukevi, and my pain, ekar, was held in check. Hamlibi bikurbi, by gigi, tivar esh, tibarti bil shoni, my heart wax hot within me. Ham, hot, hamlibi, my heart libi, hamlibi, ham, hot, my heart was hot, hamlibi. Bikurbi, within me, in the midst of me, bikurbi, hamlibi, bikurbi, bahigigi, tivar esh, while I was meditating, hagia, higion, bahigigi, higigi, while I was agitating, meditating, musing, bahigigi, tivar esh, tivar, the fire, kindled the fire, tivar esh, tivar esh, bahigigi, tivar esh. Dibarti bilshoni, then spoke I. Dibarti, I had spoken. Dibarti, then spoke I. Bilshoni, with my tongue. Hodaini Yahowa kitzi umidata yamai mahi eda me chadel ani Yahowa Jehovah, he who be, who ye be, make I to know mine end. Hod'ayni, cause me to know. Hod'ayni, Yahuwah. Hod'ayni, Yahuwah. Kitzi, kitzi, my end, kitzi, my end. Umidata yamai, mahi. And the measure of my days. U and midat, the measure, yamai, yamai, my days. Umidat yamai, and the measure of my days. Mahi, what it is, or what she, ma, what. He, she, mahi, umidat yamai, mahi, ed'a, me'chadel ani. Let me make I know, ed'a, to know, so that I would know, ed'a, to know, so that I know, ed'a, me'chadel, meh, what, chadel, what shortness, how short-lived, how short, me'chadel ani. Ani, I, ed'a, me'chadel ani. Hine yatefachota, natata yamai. We chaldi, k'ayin, negdeka, akakola, hevel, kol adam, nitzab, selah. Behold, hine, look, see, here it is. Hine tefachot, behold, thou hast made my days as hand breaths. Ifahot, hand breaths. Hine ifahot, hand breaths. Natata yamai, natata yamai. Yatata, natata, has been given the days, the sense of thou has made my days as hand breaths. Hine ifahot, natata yamai. We chaldi, k'ayin, negdeka, and mine age, with chaldi, and mine age is as nothing, is as nothing. K-ayin, k-ayin, ayin, ayin, nothing, ayin, k-ayin, k-ayin, with chaldi k-ayin, as nothing. Negdeka, negdeka, before, in front, before the eye. Ach kol hevel, kol adam anitzav, selah, surely, ach, for sure, ach, surely, ach, surely, kol, all, hevel, hevel, all is vanity, all is hevel, hevel, hebel, all is hebel, ach, kol hebel, kol adam, surely all is vain, all is vanity, all Adam, all man, all Adam, kol adam, nitzav, 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 surely every man at his best estate is altogether vanity, selah, selah, pause. Hebraically, this verse right here, at his best estate, nitzav, 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 kol, ak, kol hevel, kol adam, nitzav. Translated as, surely every man is altogether vanity, at his best estate is altogether vanity. Hebraically, when standing firm, nitzav, ak, for sure, kol hevel, all vanity, all is vanity, kol Adam, surely all is vanity, all man, all Adam, nitzav, when standing firm, at his best estate, nitzav, when standing firm, in his fullest vitality, even then he is nothing but hevel, hebel, hebel, ah, kol hebel, but hebel, vanity. Hebraically, hebel, enunciated as hevel, hevel, hebel, a vapor, hebel, a puff, ah, kol hebel, surely all puffs, all vapor, kol Adam, surely all vapor, all Adam, all man is vapor, nitzav, even when standing firm, he is devoid of substance. Even when he has 10 toes down, surely, ah, kol hevel, kol adam nitzav, selah, pause, selah, pause, the asama, 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 ak bitzelem yitahalek ish, ak hevel ye hemayun yitzbor willo yeda. Mi osfam, surely, ak, for sure, surely, verily, for sure, ak, ak, bitzelem, bitzelem, in a shadow, in a semblance, bitzelem, ak, bitzelem, yitahalek, yitahalek, walketh, ish, man, ish, walketh, surely man, ish, walketh, yitahalek, as a mere semblance or a mere shadow or in a shadow. Bitzelem. Ak, bitzelem, yitahalek ish. Ak, surely, for sure. Hevel, hevel, vanity, a vapor, a puff. Ak, ak, hevel, yehemayun. Ak, hevel, yehemayun. Surely, for vanity, they are in turmoil. Yehemayun. Yitzbor, with loyeda'a. Mi osfam, he heapeth up riches. Yitzbor, yitzbor, he treasures up, he heaps up riches. Yitzbor, wi, and loyeda, loyeda, and he doesn't know, loyeda, veloyeda, and he doesn't know, veloyeda, mi osfam, and knowest not who shall gather, me, who, osfam, who the gatherers will be. Yitzvor velo yeda mi osam. Here, here, here. Walketh as a shadow, as a mere semblance, a tzelem. The idea here is goeth to and fro. Yitahalek ish. Yitahalek ish. Going to and fro. Bitzelem. Like a phantom. There's nothing solid about him. They are in turmoil. Ak, hevel. Surely. Vanity. Yehmayun. They are in turmoil, vanity, they are in turmoil, they worry, they trouble themselves over things without permanence. The abstract ideas so far expressed are illustrated here, here, here by concrete or by solid examples and samples. Man, from Adam to Ish, toils to pile up a store of wealth, yitzbor, yitzbor, to treasure up, store up wealth, heaping up wealth. But he cannot be sure after he yitzbor with lo yeda mi osam, he cannot be sure that he will be the one to make use of it. And here, Hebraically, right here, the chet, the eighth verse, Ve'ata ma kuiti Adonai, tochalti lecha hi, and now, ve'ata, and now, ve'ata, ma kuiti, what kuiti, modern Hebrew, ma kuiti, ancient pointing, ma kuiti, what wait I for? Adonai, oh Adonai, we'ata, ma kuiti Adonai, tochalti, my hope, tochalti lecha, he, my hope, for the male, he, Hebraically the pronoun she, tochalti lecha, my hope for the I or to the I male, he, she, my hope, she is for the I. Mikola pishai hatzeleini, cherpata naral al tismeini. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Hebraically, mikol pishai. Mikol pishai, hatzaleini, from all pishai, all my transgressions, hatzaleini, snatch me, snatch I, from all, out of all, pishai, my transgressions, cherpata, naval, altisemeini, make me not, don't make me the reproach, the cherpat, the pedudenta, the cherpat, like the butt of the joke in that sense, the cherpat, the reproach, cherpata naval, nabal, the base, the foolish, the naval, cherpata naval, don't make me the reproach of the naval, al don tisimeini, make I not the reproach of the fool, of the nabal, and nabal is the one in Psalm 14. And so the fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Those who acted on the thought that there is no Elohim, he and I and I and we do not seek to be the taunt of such degraded and debased, foolish persons that he and I and I would be if no divine help, guidance, detection came to him and I. Here, the Yod verse, the 10th verse Hebraically. Ne'elamti, lo, eftach pi, ki, ata, asita. I am dumb, I have become silent, ne'elamti. I become silent, being dumb, not speaking, silent, ne'elamti. Lo, no, eftach, open P, my mouth. Lo eftach P, or lo eftach fi. Lo eftach fi. I open not my mouth, my peh, the fe. Right? Lo eftach P, I open not my mouth. Ki, because ata, the I male and none other. Ata, the Hebrew pronoun, the I. Ata, ki, ata, asita. Ki, ata, asita. Because the I, asita, has done it. Hasira me alaya niga eka. Niya tigrata yadeka aniya kaliti. Remove thy stroke from off me. Hasir, remove me from alai, upon I, like down upon I, up on, upon I. Remove hasir me alai. Niga eka, the eyes, the naga, the stroke, the plague. Niga eka, the eyes, naga, niga, right? Niga eka. Mi tigrata yadeka ani khaliti. I am consumed. I am consumed. Kaliti, I'm finished. Kulam, I'm done. I'm finished. Kaliti, Kaliti, I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. Mi tigrat, from the blow. Mi tigrata yadeka. I, Kaliti, I am consumed. Hear. The Yod Beit, 12th verse, Hebraically right here. Be to kachot ala aron ye sarta isha wa temes kaas chemudo aka hevel lakol adam selah with rebukes by way of be to kachot al aron iniquity. Yisar ta ish, chastises, the eye has chastised ish, with rebukes, reproofs, tokachot, with rebukes, reproofs, admonitions, tokachot, all upon, against, avon, against avon, avon, iniquity, twistedness, pervertedness, yisar ta, yasa, you chasten, musar, Yisarta, you chasten each, the higher man. You chasten the higher man. Watemesa k'asa chemudo. And like a moth, thou makest his beauty to consume away. Watemes k'as chemudo. Hear, with rebukes, like a moth, symbolic of destructive power, his beauty, chemudo, from chamad, to beauty can be beauty, it can be something coveted to, like greatly desired in that sense, chemudo, his desirable things here, the sense of the bodily strength and the beauty that makes a man or a human being attractive. So like a moth, Ka'ash, Watemes Ka'ash, the Ash, like a moth, Chemudo, his beauty, Temes, consume, Ak, Hevel, Kol Adam, Selah, surely, for sure, Ak, Hevel, vanity, a puff, a breath, a vapor, Hebrew context, vanity, Ak, Hevel, Kol Adam, surely, vanity, all man, all Adam. Surely all Adam is vain, is a breath, a vapor. Aka hevel kol Adam selah. Diasama, pause. And here, the final appeal, the final two verses here of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Tet, Mizmor Lamed Tet. Here, the Yod. Here we have the Yod, right? The Yod, the 13th verse. Yod Gimel verse that reads, English verse, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Keep not silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with the eye, a sojourner as all my fathers were. Shema tefilati Yahuwah, v'shawati hazina, illa dima'ati aletechrash, ki ger anoki. Imak, hear my prayer, Shim'ah, Tifilati, my Tifilah, my prayer, Tifilati, Shim'ah, Tifilati, Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be, hear, Shim'ah, Tifilati, my Tifilah, my prayer, Wishawati, My shout, ha'azin, and give ear, broaden the ear, ha'azin, broaden the ear, and my shout, broaden the ear, the sense of broaden the ear when I shout, I've shouted to my shout, with shawati, some would enunciate as shavati, modern Hebrew, Vishavati, Vishavati, Shavati, ancient pointing, Vishawati, Vishawati, Shawa, my shout, Vishawati, Ha'azina, broaden the ear to my shout, Vishawati, Ha'azina, Illadimati, Al-Techerash, keep not silence, Al-Techerash, Al-Techerash, keep not silence, Illa dimati, at my dima, my tears, illa dimati, to my tears, illa dimati, al techerash, ki, because, for, I am a stranger, ki ger, for I am a ger, I am a stranger, a sojourner. Here we have the sense coming out right here of a stranger, right, a stranger, ki ger, Ano ki. Ki gir ano. So we have gir and we have sojourner. We have a gir. Now this has to do with, unlike the native, one who's a native to a place, who possesses the rights of citizenship, these were dependent for any amenities they enjoyed upon the tolerance of the people among whom they temporarily resided. So this is what David Dawit is saying right here, where he says, for I am a stranger with the eye. Ki gir anoki, anoki, I, anoki, the other I, anoki, imak, ima, im with ka, ka, the I, imak, imak, with the I, a gir, right? I am not like a native, but I am like a stranger. And then, toshav, toshav, kukol evotai, toshav, kukol evotai, a sojourner, toshav. Toshab, like a temporary resident, from Yashab to sit, to seat. Like you're seated up, you're residing, like you're a resident in that sense. Toshab. Toshab, kukol avotai. Kukol avotai. Kukol, as all. Kukol, as all avotai. As all avotai. As all my patriarchs. My patriarchs were. So unlike the native who possesses the rights of citizenship, what Dawid is saying and Aina is saying, being a gir, and being a toshav, unlike the native who possesses the rights of citizenship, I and I are dependent for any amenities that I enjoy upon the tolerance of the people among whom they temporarily resided. But Dawid here, hear my prayer, O Jehovah, give ear to my cry, or give ear to my shout, keep not silence at my tears, to my tears, for I am a gir, a toshab, as all of my patriarchs were. The psalmist and I thought of I selves as a temporary dweller upon the earthly plane, and appeals to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'el Elohim, to make his stay and I stay more bearable. Hear, hear, hear. Here to the Yod Dalet Hebraic, the 14th verse. Hasha, hasha mimeni, we abliga bitarem elek we eneni. Look away from me, look away from I. Hasha mimeni. Interesting, this word, we have the word right here from sha'ah, sha'ah, right? Sha'ah, but it bears the similar letters for save, right? Save, right here. And here we have the word to look away. In other words, in the case of Cain, and Hevel, interesting, the name Abel in Hebrew, and the word for vapor or puff or vanity is one and the same, right? So here we have the hasha form of it. In other words, don't respect, in a sense, look away from me. Don't look at me, look away, where it says that he had respect to Hebel, Abel's offering, but no respect to Cain. Here, Dawid employs the same word here, but in a different sense, where he says, hasha, 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 right? Look away, mimeni, mimeni. Look away from ani, from me. Hasha mimeni, we avliga, that I may take comfort. Look away from me. In the Hebrew, abliga means to brighten up, so that I may cheer up to say, that I may cheer up, look away from me, stop scrutinizing, investigating, looking upon me, in that sense, gazing, it has a sense of gazing, gaze away, look away. Hasha mimeni we'avliga, bitremelek we'eneni, before I go hence, bitrem, before, bitrem, elek, before I halak, before I try, before I leka, elek, first person sense, before I go, bitrem, elek, before I tried, we'eneni, and am not, the context here, and be no more, but and am not, eneni. Ainani, I am not. Bitrem eleka we ainani. So here, usually the petition is for Yahweh Eloheinu, is for Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, to look toward the suppliant, right? The suppliant, the supplicant, the suppliant, the one who's making supplication. The usual petition, the usual appeal and petition is for Hashem to look toward the suppliant and to show favor, show chen, and show grace, chesed, to him. But here, he is the one whose eyes behold the thoughts and the deeds of man. And man, in the Hebrew sense, in the two senses, in the basic rudimentary sense of Adam, general man, and the sense of the higher man, the Ish. He who be who he be, he is the one whose eyes behold the thoughts and the deeds of man, the critic. He is the critic and the true critic of his way of living. So he calls not for him to look upon me, but here, Hasha mimeni, look away, gaze away from I. Wa'abliga, that I may cheer up, that I may brighten up. Bitrem elek, before I go, we'eneni. And am
not rally round Jathroon, rally round the justice sound, cause I soon by must go down, and justice wear the crown, justice will be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
Yeah, let's write off the Hebrew. Let's hear another speaker on this psalm right here, and then we're going to ride through with the Royal Amharic, go through the verse by verse. Very interesting. We have an audible footnote from a previous record, growing in grace and knowledge. But here. Yes, sir. All right, today's daily psalm.
Mizmor lametet, lam natseyach lidutun, mizmor le David. Amarti eshvera derachai, מחתו ולשוני, אשמרה לפי מחסום, בעוד רשע לנגדי. נעלמתי דומיה, החשיתי מטוב, וכאבי נעקר. חם ליבי בקרבי, בהגיגי תבער אש, דיברתי בלשוני. הודיעני אדוני קיצי, ומדת ימי מהי, הדעה מחדל אני. הנה תפחות נתת ימי, וחלדי כאין נגדך. אך כל הבל, כל אדם ניצב סלע. אך בצלם יתהלך איש, אך הבל יהמיון, יצבור ולא ידע מי אוספם. ועתה מה קיוויתי אדוני, תוכלתי לחי. מכל פשעי הצילני, חרפת נבל אל תשימני. נעלמתי לא הבטחתי, כי אתה עשית. הסר מעלי נגעך, מתגרת ידך אני חליתי. ותוכחות על אבון יסר דאיש, ותמס כעש חמודו, אך הבל כל אדם סלע. שמעה תפילתי אדוני, ושבעתי האזינה, אל דמעתי אל תחרש, כי גר אנוכי עמך, תושב בכל אבותי. השע ממני ואבלידה, בטרם אלך ואינני.
Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me, I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebuke dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength, before I go hence and be no more, 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 and be no more.
Yes, 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 yes. A couple of correspondences here with the previous Torah reading and feeding here. We're segueing, prepping for Pesach, for Passover. Firstly, the focus on the words of his mouth. And here we had left off with the Mitzorah. So here, just to connect where we left off the Torah reading and feeding for the next two Shavuos, we're going to be in high Isla Day time. But here is the Medi as we go into it. Lashon Hara. Check it.
Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom. And here for this 28th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Ha Mitzorah. Ha the Mitzorah. Often it's translated in the English Bibles, and especially in the KJV, as leper, the mitzorah, also the motzi ra'a, motzi, the one who brings ra'a, ra'a, the one who brings evil or evil speech, one who speaks evil, evil, the motzi ra'a. But here we have the 28th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, usually doubled with the previous sabbatical study, namely with the 27th sabbatical study. Ki tazria, if or when she conceives seed, when she conceives seed, ki tazria. So it's there that we first get the affliction, spiritual affliction that has five psychophysical manifestations known as saraat. So here, let's zoom in on one of the reasoning discussion topics here, reasoning right here on saraat. Saraat, often translated, especially in the English Bibles, as leprosy, as a mitzorah, the one afflicted with the saraat. What is the saraat? It's a spiritual condition, looking at the metaphysical of leprosy. Now, truly, what is defined as leprosy in science nowadays is not quite the same as what we have in the description of the saraat, according to the Hebrew, science, the scientia, the knowledge, da'at. So here, in comparing and contrasting, in the English Bibles, we have leprosy that is referred to in the Hebrew as sara'at. Now, the description of modern, quote, leprosy is different. There are some similarities, broadly speaking. We can link it here and in the scripture, even what's called vitiligo, so to speak. Get a physical symptom right here in vitiligo. But the key right here is that erroneously, we look at this now, seeing it's an erroneous translation. Generally speaking, point of reference, saraat leprosy, what is called saraat, actually a spiritual and even a metaphysical condition that rendered people or things impure and unclean.
A
person who is so afflicted, adversely affected with sara'at, this spiritual condition, is called a mitzora, a mitzora. Now, in the Hebrew teaching, the link of the mitzora, mitzora generally translated is the leper, the mitzora. We see within the Hebrew the motzi, one who brings ra'a, one who brings evil. So the sara'at is associated with the chatiat, or the hachet, the chet, the missing the mark, falling short, often translated as sin, of the lashon ha-ra. Lashon is tongue, ha, definite article in the Hebrew, and ra, often translated as evil, also that which is hurtful, that which is unkind, that which is ill, that which is bad. So we have the lashon, the tongue, of the evil, literally in the Hebrew, the tongue of the evil tongue, and traditionally defined as evil speech or bad speech, as saying something about another person, even if it happens to be true. In other words, we have the lashon hara. Lashon hara. What is the lashon hara? Sounds like in English the lashon tongue hara, a horrible tongue. Lashon hara. Lashon hara. Evil speech. It involves spreading evil. Spreading evil. Malicious, hurtful.
Malicious, hurtful.
Malicious, hurtful.
Malicious,
even
docile.
Even docile.
Even docile.
Reports.
Even
reports. Even
reports.
Even
reports.
Even
reports.
Even reports. True, quote, end quote. This is one of the reasons right here, here, here. But first thing first, the basics of the Sara'at. And here for this 28th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong, this Shavuot, we have Ha Mitzora. For Shabbat Mitzora. Sabbath, one afflicted. One skin disease afflicted, linking with the motzi ra'a, the motzi ra, the one who brings forth evil, evil speech. So the evil speech should involve spreading evil if even if it's true, evil report, or expressing a negative or a critical spirit about others. Now, according to the Midrash, the study and the Beit Midrash, the house of study and the teaching, the first person, according to the Hebrew scriptures, to get sara'at, to get skin disease, or what is translated in the KJV as leprosy, was Moshe. Moshe himself was Moshe Rabbeinu, was Moses. When Ha Elohim, true good, the true God, Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name, told Moshe that he sought to rescue, he was seeking to rescue Yisrael, Israel, the B'nai Yisrael, and the Hebrews from bondage in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, if you please. What did Moshe say to Hailahim, to the power, to Hashem? Moses said, basically, paraphrasing, he said, they won't believe, they won't admit, they won't accept as true. They won't amen, they won't believe that you have sent me. They won't believe that the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, won't admit as truth, won't amen. They won't amen. They won't credit, they won't admit as true that I has sent I. Now, Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, then told Moses to put out your hand, Moshe, and... All right, here, let's go to the script right here. Let's go to the script. What happened is he put his hand to his bosom, right, and he took out his hand, and it turned white. It turned, according to some translations, white as snow, with the affliction, right, with the five cycle, the physical signs, or the metaphysical condition that's called in Hebrew, sara'at. For why? Because he spoke evil. He spoke evil. Did he know that they would not amen? Right? But he said that they would not amen. So here, let's go to the law and to the testimony, to the law and to the testimony. So here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus. So here we're in Shemot. Shemot, here the Dalet, the fourth chapter. Right? So here in the fourth chapter, we have the fuller full right here. Moshe answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken to my voice. For they will say, speaking of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, the Hebrews, that they will say what? They will say that Jehovah, that Yahweh, has not appeared to thee. Vayan Moshe, Vayomer, Vehena Loa Yaminu Li, Vilo Yishem Ua Bekoli Ki, יאמרו לא נראה אליך יהוה יהוה יהוה.
That's what Moshe said. Moshe said that the children of Israel are going to say. In fact, we could also say that Moses, in a sense, is this a prophecy? Was this like Moses? See, and we have to consider this right here as we consider what is Tzara'at. What is this spiritual condition, this metaphysical condition, right? Affliction, right? That according to the five psychophysical signs, right, we have here in HaTorah, right? And Moshe, according to the scripture, was the first one afflicted, right, with this condition that here we get the diagnosis, the prescription, right? And in here, this 28th sabbatical study, we get the cleansing, right, of the HaMitzvorah, the cleansing of the leper, the cleansing of the one afflicted with skin disease. So Moshe says that, he said that the children of Israel, he says, ki for yomru, for they will say, ki yomru, lo nir'ah eleka Yahuwah, lo no nir'ah. They will say that no, not nir'ah, that he did not appear. He was not visible. He was not visible. He was invisible. He was not visible. He did not appear. Eleka. Lo ni'ah. Eleka. That he did not appear to the eye. Moshe said that the children of Israel said, you're lying. When he goes forward and to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, has just commanded him to do, that the children of Israel are going to say, Lo ni'ah. Eleka. Yahuwah. That he did not appear. He was not visible. He was not visible to you, male, Moshe, he who be who he be, was not visible to you. He basically said they will not, right? They will not. See the part here. Let's go to the top of what he said. Moshe answered. Here we're in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. Vayan Moshe vayomer vehein lo yaminu li. So this first part, Moses answered and said, Vayan Moshe, Vayan, and answering Moshe, vayomer, and saying, vehein. Wehain, and behold, and look, and hear, and hear, Wehain, and Wehain, Wehain, lo, yaminu li, Wehain, lo, yaminu li, lo, not, yaminu, them amening, amin, yaminu, they would not amen, admit as true, li, for me, they would not admit that, they would not admit that I'm speaking the truth, with lo, yishma'u, abikoli, and not, and they will not, with lo and no, yishma'u, yishma'u, them hearing, them shama, shama, shama Yisrael. They will not shama, with lo, yishma'u, bikoli, 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 in my voice, by way of my voice. They will not admit, they will not hearken. Translation says they will not hearken. Basically, in the Hebrew sense, they will not obey my voice. They will not admit that I am truthful, that what I'm saying is true. Right? They will not credit what I'm saying to them. Right? And they will not obey my voice. So I will not have no power to come. I will, when I reveal this to them, right, they're going to say to me, Lo nirah eleka Yahuwah. They're going to say that Jehovah has not appeared, was not apparent to you, was not apparent to you, was not visible to you, was not seen by you. So I'm emphasizing this point based on what some might have imagined that the scripture is saying, right? By what it is saying, especially according to the translation. So, here, and Jehovah said to him, what did Jehovah say to Moshe? What did Jehovah say to Moses? What is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. Vayomer, elav, Yahuwah, mazeh, zi, yadicha, bi yadika, in the ayad, bi yadika. What is that in the eye hand, in the ayad, bi yadika? Mazeh. Ma, what zeh, what this, biyadika, what this in the eye hand? Wayomer, mateh. And he said, Wayomer, mateh, 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 a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moshe fled. Moses jetted. Moses fled from before it. Wayomer, ha, hasha likhehu arza. Why Yashel Lechehu Arza? Vayehi Le Nachash. Vayanas Moshe Mipanav. And Moses jetted. Moses fled. Right? He said, cast it on the ground. Cast it on the ground. Hashlikehu. Hashlikehu. Cast him. Cast it Arza. Cast it to the ground. In other words, cast it groundward. Cast it to the ground. Vayashel Lechehu. And he cast it Arza. To the Eret Arza, in the direction of the ground, he cast it down. Vayihi, and, right, and it became, Vayihi, and it became, Le Nachash, It became of a serpent. It became of a serpent, a nahash. It became of a serpent. And this is interesting, too. Note this, that since we're connecting this with the Lashon, the tongue, hara, hara, the Lashon hara, with the evil tongue, with evil speech, with the bad tongue, the hurtful tongue. Who was the first to speak the Lashon hara? Who was the first to speak the hara of the Lashon, of the tongue? It was the nahash, the nahash. So here, Moshe is commanded to cast down what is in his hand, the mateh, right? And he cast down what was in his hand, the mateh, and vayehi alin nahash, and it became a nahash, just like the first speaker of the Lashon Hara. And what did Moshe do? Vayanas, he fled. Vayanas, Moshe, he fled. Mi panayo. Vayanas, Moshe, mi panayo. Or some would say, Vayanas, Moshe, mi panav. And Moses fled from before it, or directly in the Hebrew, he fled from before the face of the Nahash, the face of the serpent. And Jehovah said to Moshe, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and laid hold of it, and it became a rod in his hand. Now, this is very, very interesting. Let's take note right here, right? Because to what Moshe said, the 2 points of what Moshe said, remember what the 2 points of what Moshe said? Since Moshe was the first to contract, even if also temporarily, the tzara'at, right? The spiritual condition, metaphysical condition of this skin affliction. He said two things. He said that they, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, were not amen. They would not have faith. They would not admit as truth. Lo yaminu li, that they would not obey him. With lo yishma'u abikoli, they would not obey his voice. And they will say, Lo ni'ah eleka Yahuwah. They will say that Jehovah has not appeared to thee, to the eye. So to that, Hashem said, what is that in thy hand? Mazeh biyadika. And Moshe answered, Mateh, a rod. Now, Moses was told to cast it on the ground, and he cast it on the ground, and Vayehi l'nahash, and it became a nahash, the serpent, a serpent, like the first speaker of Lashon Hara, the first evil speaker. And Moshe, he fled from before the face of the Nahash. And then Jehovah says to Moshe, put forth thy hand. I want you to note, Chabarim, note the hand. Note the word hand. All right? Make a note of the word hand so we can follow this through, Jah willing, in this reasoning. So Jehovah said to Moshe, put forth thy hand. Put forth thy hand. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, shelach yadecha, shelach yadecha. And it was send your hand, shelach. Yadika, send your hand. Where echoz, be the nabo, right? So put forth, send forth your hand, right? Put forth thy hand is actually in the Hebrew sense, shalach yadika, send forth your hand, where echoz, be the nabo, and take it and seize it. Echoz in the Hebrew, yaz in the Amharic, but echoz, ve'echoz, bia z'navo, by the tail, z'navo. And what did Moshe do? Vayishlach, and he sent yado, vayishlach yado, he sent his hand, he put forth his hand. Vayachazik, and he seized it, and he laid hold of it. Vayachazik, bo'a, upon it, upon him. Vayahi l'mateh b'kapayo. So he says, take it by the tail, and he put forth his hand and laid hold of it, and it became a what? A rod in his hand. Right? Now, also of note right here, in speaking of his hand, his yad, it says, Vayahi l'mateh, and it became, and it be, right, of a rod, b'kapayo. Big capo. Capo is entering in his palm, like the cup, right? It's like the cup, the palm of the hand. And it became a what? It became a mateh, right? It became a mateh. And now here's the key right here that connects here with this sabbatical study and these two sabbatical studies. But here, the 28th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Mitzorah, the Shabbat Motzi Ra'a, the Sabbath of the one who brings forth ra-ra, right? He brought forth the ra-ra, the evil speech, the evil, the bad, the hurtful, right, speech, right? How did he bring forth the evil speech? He said the children of Israel would not amen, right? They would not believe him, right? They would say, right? He even quoted what they would say. They would say that he who be who he be had did not appear to him, was not visible to him. In other words, he did not see he who be who he be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Verse 5 here in Shemot in Exodus chapter 4, it says, that they may believe, right? Now, according to the translation, they may believe Jehovah, the God of their fathers, the power of their fathers, the power of Abraham, the power of Isaac, and the power of Jacob hath appeared to thee. So this demonstration here that Jehovah has given Moshe, he says, lima'an, so that, right? So that's all of this is lima'an, so that, yaminu, so that they will, amen. Lima'an, yaminu, so they will amin, they will amen. Ki, that, right, ni'ah, appearing, eleka, to the eye, male, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Elohei, the power, avotam, of the eye, of their patriarchs, avotam, their fathers, Elohei, the power, Avraham, of Abraham, Elohei, Yitzhak, Elohei, the power of Isaac, Elohei, Yaakov, and the power of Jacob. And verse 6 here, Exodus chapter 4, verse 6, and Yahweh said furthermore to him, furthermore did Jehovah say to Moshe, put now thy hand in thy bosom. Put now thy hand into thy bosom. Wayomer Yahweh lau od habe na yadeka de chekeka. He said, moreover, have na, put yadeka de in chekeka, in thy chekeka, in thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. Wayabe yado de cheko. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, as white as snow. Wayotziah, wehine yado mitzoraat ka shaleg. Mitzoraat, leprous, mitzoraat ka shaleg. Shaleg, like shaleg, huh? As shaleg, as snow. So here, Moshe, the first, right, one who was afflicted, according to the scriptures, with Sara'at. So why this? Why that? Because he spoke evil. He spoke evil concerning the Bnei Yisrael. He said that they would not, amen. He said that they would say to Moshe that he who be who he be did not appear to him. But actually, the opposite was true. When Moshe went to the Bnei Yisrael and told them, they were happy, they rejoiced. They accepted. They did not say anything of what Moshe had said that they would say. So thus, we have the example right here, even in Exodus chapter 4. Right? In Exodus chapter 4, we have the example of Moshe being the first person himself afflicted with Sara'at for speaking evil about the Yehudim. You speak evil of the Jews, right? Of the Israelites, right? Of the Bnei Yisrael. Now later on, Moshe's sister, Miriam, she too was afflicted with this spiritual condition, metaphysical condition of Sara'at. Why? Lama, why? When she criticized her brother's, right? Some say, some reason her brother's treatment of his spouse, others reason for the fact that, you know, this or that. But what the scripture clearly says, when she spoke evil concerning Moshe because of his Ethiopian wife, his Kushawit, the Kushite wife, she spoke evil concerning Moshe because of his Ethiopian wife. And then Numbers chapter 12. How interesting is this? So you can see the connection, right, with the metaphysical overstanding, the Hebrew metaphysics of what is called, quote, in simple KJV translation, leprosy, of the Sara'at, right? The connection with Moshe, right, because of what he had said, right? He spoke evil concerning the Bnei Yisrael, right? And also note the hand. We're pointing out the hand. You remember the hand? So it's the hand, right? Now, the hand link is, put Proverbs 18:21, where it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. If you read the Hebrew, you'll see where it says, death and life are in the hand, right? The hand of the tongue. Shema Yisrael, Shema Uli. Here we're in Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs, the parables, the allegories. Here in Mishlei Shlomo, chapter 18, verse 21, it reads, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Mawet v'chayim b'yad lashon. Mawet, or some would say, maveta v'chayim b'yad lashon. Maveta v'chayim b'yad lashon. Maweta v'chayim b'yad lashon. Mawet, death, with and chayim, and life or lives, death and lives. Mawet with chayim, biyad lashon, biyad, bi in on by way of yad, the hand, lashon, the tongue, in the hand of the tongue. So death, mawet with chayim, and lives, biyad lashon, is in the hand of the tongue. It's in the hand of the tongue. Or, as brought out, bringing out the Hebrew hieroglyphs of the hand of the tongue, the power, right, the doing, the power. So he said, note the connection of the hand, right, the hand of the tongue. Moshe, right, he spoke evil concerning the Bnei Yisrael, saying that they would not, like, lo yaminu li, they're not going to amen me, right, and they're not going to obey my voice. And they're going to say, right, that he who be who he be, lo ni'ah, and leka, Yahuwah, that Jehovah did not appear to thee. But that was not the case. And he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, in Exodus chapter 4, the Dalet chapter, obviously knew that, right? And so he asked him, Mazeh biyadika, in thy yad, what is this in your hand, and what was it? Mateh, the rod, right? And then, the first example, the first sign. Notice the first, it was the first sign. And then we get the second sign. And the second sign, into the second sign, it says, right here, it says, Wehine, and behold, Wehine, and Hine, look, see, here it is. Wehine, Yado, his hand, Mitzoraat, leprous, right, afflicted, right, Mitzoraat, Ka, like as Shaleg. It was afflicted like snow. It was afflicted like snow, right? The translator brings out this sense of white like snow, but actually white, right, is not there within the text. Now, what describes this, the physical, right, signs and symptoms of the spiritual metaphysical condition is brought out here in the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book, known as Leviticus, in the Sefer Vayikra, by Vayikra. Now, Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Robeinu, he told I and I, the Talmudim and disciples, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Ki mishifa'ata halev yimale lahapeh. For out of the abundance, for out of the abundance of the heart, ki mishifa'at halev, the mouth speaketh. Yimale lahapeh. Yimale speaketh ha the peh. Yimalel hapeh, yimalel hafeh. Kiya mishifa'ata haleib, yimalel hapeh. Here in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. And Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, further warned I and I about the unthinking use of our words. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 to 37, says, but I say to you all, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall account for in the day of judgment. For by your words, y'all shall be justified, and by your words, y'all shall be condemned. V'ani omer lachem kol mila v'tela shera v'davru b'nei ha'adam yitnu aleha cheshvona b'yom ha'adin kiya midabareka titzedak ua Mia de Bareka te chuyav. Hear the words of Robeinu. But I say to you all, Waani Omer Lakem, that every idle word that men shall speak, kola mila vit ela shara wi dabrua bene adam, they shall give account thereof, yitnu aleha cheshbon, in the day of judgment, biyom hadin,
ואני אומר לכם כל המילה ואת אלה אשר ודברו בני האדם יתנו עליה חשבון ביום הדין. For by thy words thou shalt be justified. כי מי דבריך תצדק. And by thy words, ומי דבריך thou I shall be condemned. תחויב. כי מי דבריך תצדק ומי דבריך תחויב. So come, make I and I reason. Come, make we reason and discuss the phrase here from the Mishle Shlomo, from the Proverbs, the parables, the allegories of Solomon. Maweta v'chayim biyad lashon. Death and life are in the power, the hand, biyad lashon, in the power, the hand of the tongue. Make I and I reason on this phrase right here from Proverbs 18:21. Maweta wechayim biyad lashon.
Biyad lashon.
Biyad lashon. Since words are the result of our thinking, Mikai and I discuss and reason on how negative thinking can create and does create sickness and illness and tzuris in your own life and liberty. Come, make a reason. Maweta wechayim biyad lashon.
Biyad lashon.
Biyad lashon. Ve'ohaviha yochal Pirayaha, and they that indulge it shall eat the fruit thereof. We ohaveha yokal pirayaha
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 pirayaha.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Yes, don't be like they. Shema, Shemuli, here. Just a little Rhema tune, going to write off the Royal Amharic. Rhema tune right here. The Rod.
Music is the voice of his brother Aaron.
is what we need to go with. With this thing can only be better, setting the foundation for the future. Music, music is run, and we are Moses, leading God's children to the promised land. Music is the voice of his brother.
The power to turn things around. Word, sound. Yes, sign. Here, here, here. Gonna write up first with the Amharic native speaking and go through the verse by verse. Here, here, here.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Power to turn things around. Word, sound. Power.
مزمور 38 بقنف 39 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ለኤዶታም የዳዊት መዝሙር ባንደበቴ እንዳልስት መንገዴን ተጠብቃለሁ ኃጢያተኛ በፊቴ በተቃወመኝ ጊዜ ባፌ ላይ ጠባቂ ያኖራልፋል ከዝምታ የተነሳ እንደ ዲዳ ሆነ ለበጎ እንኳን ዝማን ቁስሌም ታደሰ ልቤም በውስጤ ሞቀብ ከማሰብም የተነሳ እሳት ነደደ ባንደበቴም ተናገርሁ አቤቱ ፍጻሜን አስታውቀኝ የዘመኔ ቁጥሮች ምን ያህል እንደሆኑ እኔም ምን ያህል ወደ ኋላ እንደምቀር አውቅ ዘንድ እነሆ ዘመኖቼን አስረጃች አካሌም በፊትህ እንደ ኢምንት ነው ሕያው የሆነ ሰው ሁሉ በእውነት ከንቱ ብቻ ነው በከንቱ ይታወካል እንጂ በእውነት ሰው እንደ ጥላ ይመላለስ ያከማቻት የሚሰበስብለትንም አያውቅ አሁን ተስፋዬ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር አይደለምን ትግስቴም ካንተ ዘንድ ከኃጢአቴ ሁሉ አድነኝ ለሰነፎችም ስድብ አታድርግ አንተ ሰርተኸኛልና ዝም አሉ አፌንም አልከፈት መቅሰፍትህን ከኔ አርቅ ከእጅህ ብርታት የተነሳ አልቅያለሁን በተግሳጽህ ስለ ኃጢአቱ ሰውን ዘለፍ ነፍሱም እንደ ሸረሪት ድር ታልቃለች በእውነት ሰው ሁሉ ከንቱ ነው አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማ ጩኸቴንም አድምጥ ልቅሶዬንም ቸል አትበል እኔ በምድር ላይ መጻተኛ ነኝና እንደ አባቶቼም እንግዳ ነኝና ወደማ ልመለስበት ሳልሄድ አርፍ ዘንድ ተወ
all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
Salam to Aina Yisterling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Karmawi, Chayla Selassie. Today's daily psalm, Mezmure Dawit Selassie Zeteng. Psalm 39. Today's daily psalm, Mezmur Selassie Zeteng. Today's daily psalm. And it's themed here we're going to compare and contrast the HSC, the Chayla Selassie version, alongside the King James version, the KJV. So here we have today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek. We have Talag et Geziaviher, Tanash So. Talag, great, important et Geziaviher, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Ab, Father. Tanash, small, So, man. Tanash So, small, man. The greatness, Talag, importance, the greatness of et Geziaviher, of the sustainer, the greatness of the sustainer, the great sustainer, Tanash. Small, so, small man, the littleness of man, the bigness, the greatness in that sense, the importance, talak, egaziavihar, tanash, so. Theme of today's daily psalm. So here, make me ride up, v'sama'ab, wewelid, wemenfes, kedus, ahadu, amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralen, we begin. Beginning with the superscription right here, Lemezemrana Leka Le'edotam Yedawit Mezmor. To the chief musician, Lemezemran Aleka Le'mezemran, the musicians Aleka, the chief. Lemezemran Aleka, to the chief musician, Le'edotam, even to Jedutun. Here we have Edotam, Jedutun. Yedawit Mezmor. Yeah, Dawit of David Mezmor. Hear the Amharic construction. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor, corresponding with the G's. Mezmore, Dawit, Mezmore, the Psalm of Dawit, of David. So here, make I ride up with today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore, Dawit, Selassie Zeteng, Psalm 39. Kuter An, verse 1. Beandebete and al sita men gidenet of kalo. Chet yatenya befite retek awamen gize. Be afe light of akia noralo alo. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked, while the ratchet is before me, is before I. Be andebete. Andevet style of speech, andevete, my style of speech, da andevete, and I'll sit, that I err not, that I don't make a mistake, that I sin not in the sense that I err not with my style of speech, be andevete, and I'll sit, that I err not with my style of speech, men gedein, it akalo, men gedei, men ged, way, men gedei, my way, men gedein, it akalo, I will keep my way, so that I err not with my style of speech, with my andevete. Here, the sense of with my tongue, my vernacular, my style of speech. Andevete and alisitam and gedenit of kalo. Chet yatenya befite betek awamen gize. Chet yatenya, the chet yatenya, the sin of the aga befite, in my perception, in my face, in my presence, in the sense of before I, betek awamen gize, betek awamen, tek awamen, the one who opposes I, betek awamen gize, in the time when the chet yatenya, when the sin of the aga in my face opposes I, be afe lai. Afe, af, mouth, afe, my mouth, the afe lie upon my mouth, tabaki, a keeper, a guard, tabaki, anoralo, I will set a guard upon my mouth when the Hatiatenya is in opposition in my face before I opposes I. While the wicked is before I, while the sinner is in my face opposing I, in the time I will set a guard, a guardian, a keeper upon my mouth. Alhu, alu, alhu. I have said, Pandavate and Dalasita men gedeinet of Kalu. Chat yatenya, befite, betekawamen gize, baafelite, baaki anoralu, alu. Kuter hulet. Verse 2. Kazimta yet nesa and dida honhu, le bego in qua zimalu, uslema tadesabing. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Kazimta yet nesa, zimta, silence, being silent, zim. Kazimta yet nesa, due to being silent. Due to silence, in the dida, being dumb, honhu, I became dida, as one that could not speak. I could hear, I wasn't deaf, right? I wasn't blind, I could see, but I became as one that could not speak due to silence, kazimta yetanesa, in the dida, honhu, I became, lebego in kwa, lebego, bego, for good. For good, for that which is charitable, let bego in qua, zimalu, zimalhu, zimalu. I became silent, even for good, zim, zimalu. I said zim, I was silent, let bego in qua, zimalu. Kuslem tadesabin, kusle, my wound, kuslem, and my wound, tadesabin. It was renewed, and my wound was made new. Instead of healing, it became a new wound. Because I was done with silence, I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Kuter sos, verse 3. Libem bewuste mokavim. Ka masabem yetnesai sataneddede. Bandebete mantenagarhu. My heart was hot within me, within I. Libem. Libe, my heart, libem, and my heart, libem, bewuste, and I, within I, mokavim, became hot against I, and my heart within I became heated, became hot, mokavim, against I. Ka masabem yetenesai satanet dede. Kamasabim, and due to my thinking, kamasabim yetanesa, while I was reckoning, right, considering and reckoning all this, kamasabim yetanesa, isat faya, The fire was kindled. It sat in nedede. Andevetem atenagarhu. Be andevetem. Andevet style of speech, tongue style of speech. Be andevetem. In my style of speech. And in my style of speech, tenagarhu. I spake, then spake I with my tongue, then spake I with my style of speech. Vandavatim tenagarhu abetu fitzamein astawakain yezamineya kutrocha min yahilindahonhu ene minna yahilindahuala and the mikara awuk zend kuter. Arat, verse 4, Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house, Fitzamein, Astaukain, make I to know, to become cognizant, to know, Fitzamein, my perfection, my fullness. King James Version says right here, make me to know mine end, Fitzamein, that which is fulfilled. It can be in the sense of an end, but it's really the same word for being fulfilled. Fitzameyi, my fulfillment, my perfection. Fitzameyin, astaukain, cause I to know. Yet zemene kut rocha min yahilinda honhu, the measure of mine days. Yet zemene, zemen is like the adis zemen of Negus Neges, the new age, my season. Yet zemene kut rocha, the number of my season. The number, the counting of my season, Min Yahil. Min. What? Min. What? Yahil. What? You know, what it is. What much? How much? In the honuhu. How much it be? How much they be? What be the kutroch? The accounting. The measure of my days. Inne. Inne. I self. Inne. Min Yahil. How much? Min Yahilla. Wadahwalla. To the end or to the after. To the afterward, what it is, KJV says, what it is that I may know how frail I am. The Royal Amharic here says, Inne min yahilla wadahwala in the mikr awuk zen. So that I know awuk zen in the mikr, how much is left, how much remains wadahwala towards the end, that I may know how much remains towards the end. It's a very interesting construction in the HSV in Gus Neges Metzav Kedus. Here we add Kuter Amis, verse 5. Ineho zemenochir na asarejahacho akalema befiteh inda imintano hiyawa yehonesohulu abeunet kentu vichano. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. I verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Here, Kuter Amis, inneho, behold, inneho. Look, here it is, inneho, zemenochin, asarejahacho, zemenochin. My seasons, asarejahacho, you cause them to age, my seasons to age. Akalem befiteh and iminteno. And my body, my akale, my body, like my hypostatic body, akale befiteh, before the eye's presence, in the imint, as nothing. And mine age, here we have KJV says, mine age, here we have the word for the hypostatic body, the akal, or the person, my body, akale, befiteh in the imintino. Hiyawa yahone sohulu, bauneta kentubichano, tubichano. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Hiyaw, living. Hiyaw Yahona, the one who be so, the man who be living. Hulu, all the man who be living. Hiyaw Yahona, so hulu, baunet, in truth, verily, for real, in the objective reality. Baunet, kentu, vanity. Good for nothingness, here today, gone tomorrow. Kentu, vain. Bichano is only vanity. In truth, is only vain. Bauneta kentu bichano. Kuter sidist, verse 6. Bekentu yitawa kalinji. Bauneta so and ala yimelal lesal. Yakamachala yemiya sabisubletinim ayaukim. Surely, every man walketh in a vain shoe. Bekentu yitawaka linji. Baunet so in that Allah yimelal sal. In vain yitawaka linji. However, in vain they are troubled. Yitawaka, they are agitated for vanity, for vainness. Bekentu yitawaka linji. Baunet, in truth, so in the Allah and the Allah yimelal sal. Man goeth about as a shadow. Surely they are disquieted in vain. Bekentu yitawaka linji. Baunet so in the Allah yimelal sal. Ya kamachala yamiya sabes bletnima yaukim. He heapeth up riches. Ya kamachal. He heapeth up. The word riches is not there overtly, but this is what's implied. He gathers, he heaps up. Ya kamachal yamiya sabes bletnim and gathers. He heaps up and he gathers. Ya kamachal yamiya sabes bletnim ayaukim. And he knoweth not. He does not know. Ayaukim. He does not know. He heaps up, but he does not know who shall gather them. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Ahunis tesaye manno. Exiavi herai deliminin. Tigiste ma antezenno. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Now, here's interesting. Here's a little compare and contrast here. In the Amharic, we have some words that are not found in the KJV, but these words are also found in the Septuagint, right, reflecting, and now, what of my endurance? Is it not in he who be, we be, is divine majesty, in Ekizia, Viher, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed father? Even my support from you is... bringing out this sense right here of the Royal Amharic in the Metz of Kiddus, Ahunis Tesfaye Mano. Ahunis Tesfaye Mano. Ahunis, and now Tesfaye, my hope, my expectation. Mano, Mano, who is? And now who is my hope, my expectation? Egaziavihar Aideleminin. Aideleminin. Is it not a Gaziavihar? Is it not the sustainer? Is it not the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father? To Igustem, Kantezendno. Now, here the Septuagint has, my support is in the I. Here we have to Igust, to Igustem, to Iguste, my patience, to Igustem, to Igustem, and my patience, Kantezendno, is in the eye, is with the eye, is through, is in and through and with the eye, to Igustem, Kantezendno. This is the part here where in the verse 7 in KJV is not found, but we have this in the Septuagint and here in the Metzhaf Kedus of Gurmawi Negusinagas, Kuter Cement, verse 8. Deliver I from all my transgressions. Ka from chatiate, chatiate, ka chatiate, hulu all adnein. Deliver I from all my chatiat, my sin, my lack, my missing the mark, my uggery. Less enough for chim, less enough for chim, and for fools. Less enough for chim, sidib, sidib, atadurgain, make I not the reproach of the senafoch. Less enough for chim, sidib, atadurgain, kutel zetain. Verse 9. Ante sartehnyalina zim alhu, afenim ala kafetahum. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou, the I, didst it. Ante, speaking to he who be who he be, male. Ante sartehnyalina. For the I has made it. The I has worked it. Ante sartehnyalina. The I has worked I. Sartahin alina, not only because thou didst it in the royal heart, thou didst I, the I, male, worked I. Ante sartahin alina, zim alu, zim, zim, silent, zim alhu. I said zim, I was silent, I was dumb. I was silent, zim alhu, afe nim, and my afe, my mouth, afe nim, and my mouth, ala kafetahum, I open not my mouth, kuter asr, verse 10. Mekasafetahinna kane ark, kajjih bertata yetanessa, ala kalhunna, remove thy stroke away from me, away from I. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. Mek sefet tehinna ka'ene ark. Mek sefet, mek sefet, mek sefet. Thy plague, thy stroke, my chastisement. Mek sefet tehin ka'ene, ka'ene. From I, ark, ark. Cause it to be far. Cause thy stroke, thy chastisement, thy like plague to be far from I. Remove it far from I. Make a sefer tehin, kaine arg, ka ijih bertata yetnesa alhuna. I am consumed. Al ke halahuna. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. Ka ijih, ka ijih, ij. hand, Iji, the eye, speaking to he who be who he be, the eye, male, hand, ka, Iji, burtat, burtat, the vigorousness, burtat, burtat, yet nessa, due to the vigorousness of thine hand, al ke al hunna, I am consumed, kutar asara, and, verse 11. So when thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Rebuke. In the eyes rebuke. Because chat yatu, his uckery, his sin, his lack, because his lacks, by your rebuke, because of his lack, his sin, his uckery, so when man, zalefho, thou correcting him, bet tegasats by rebuke, zalechat yatu, because of his sin, his lack, his uckery, so when zalefho, nefsum, and his soul, nefsum, and his soul in the shararita dirra talak alech. Thou makest his beauty. Here it says his soul. We have nefsum, his soul, nefsum in the shararita dirra, as a spider's web in the shararita dirra talak alech. Causing her to fade, to be consumed away. KJV says, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth, more better his soul to consume away as like a spider's web. Ba'onet, so hulu kentuno. Ba'onet, in truth, for real, in reality, in the objective reality, in truth. Ba'onet, so hulu kentuno. Surely, in truth, Bonet, every man, so hulu kentu no, is vain, is vanity, selah, kuter asara hulet, agetu, salotena sema, suhetene ma dimit, lik soyene ma chelata beleng, ne, bemiver laya metatanya, nina, inda batochima in gdan, nina. Hear my prayer, O Lord, Abietu, my father, his father, O father of the house, Abietu, Selote Nasima. Hear my prayers, Selote, my prayers, Selote Nasima, Selote Nasima, Chuhete Nemadimit, and give ear, pay attention to Chuhete, my cry, my shout, my jaw, pay attention to Chuhete Nemadimit. Hold not thy peace at my tears. Lik soye, my weeping. Here we have the sense of my weeping. Lik soye nim, and my weeping. Lik soye nim. Chel atabeleng. Chel, do not regard lightly as nothing. Do not say chel to it. Do not regard it lightly, you know, as nothing. Inne, I myself, inne, the midr lie upon the earth, upon the midr lie, metzatenya nena, metzatenya, am a sojourner, metzatenya nena, for I am a sojourner, the midr lie. For I am a stranger, KJV says, with the eye. Here we have, for I'm a stranger with the eye. Well, here the order is reversed, and the KJV says, for I'm a stranger with the eye, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. In the Metzah of Kedus, here we have, Inne, the midr lie, metzatenya nena. Here it says, I upon the earth, right? Upon the earth is a like a sojourner. in that sense, a sojourner, mitzatenya, mitzatenya, like a pilgrim, a sojourner, mitzatenya, nena, in the abatochim, in the, like, abatochim, like the fathers. And it says, my fathers, like the fathers, like the ancient patriarchs, in the abatochim, in the abatochim, in the abatochim, in the abatochim.
Let's pause right here. This is going to be like an audio footnote right here for today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that's the Order of Melchizedek. Audio footnote right here for today's daily psalm. Mezmor Selassa Semin. Let's pause right here. This is going to be like an audio footnote right here for today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that's the Order of Melchizedek. Mezmor Selassa Semin, Bacon Twist, Selassa Zetang. Psalm Chant 38, and in parentheses corresponding with today's numbering, Psalm 39, Mezmor Selassa Zetang. So here we're in Kuter Asara Hulet. So here we have an audible footnote right here, and it's on today's daily psalm. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 39, here in verse 12. Now, we were reading from our Parallel Bible, the first edition, working on a revision, right, revising the first edition of the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David, the Parallel Bible, where we have the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side of the KJV. And the version that we have, just from our utilizing it since we had printed and published it around 2011, is in need of a revision, as His Majesty even speaks concerning even the Book of the Seven Seals and the translations and the Amharic from back in the 30s to finally when in 1961, the version that we have here side by side was printed and published. Now, in the digital conversion, because we use a digital text, right, as our base text that was transcribed from the book of the Seven Seals to the text computerized and digitalized. We've used that, and that over the years also has come into revision and updating. Sometimes there's a copyist error, you know, in a letter, right, or in a word, or in something that is missing, and many times this is unintentional, and this is also unintentional, we say some errors that have crept in. Overall, the version we have is 90-something percent accurate, but here we have found an inaccuracy, and here we are noting this for the record and putting this footnote right here, and it's on this particular verse and a couple of two particular words in verse 12. So verse 12 that in the English reads, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner as all my fathers were." So here, Bamarinya, here from the Metzav Kedus, here from the printed, right, the print copy of the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, we have Abetu, Selotain Sima, Chuhetenim Ademt, Likasoyenim Chel Ata Belin, Ine Bemidrlai Metzatenya Nenna, Inda Abatochim Ingeda Nenna. Now the two key words right here is the phrase where it says, is the harek, the phrase, actually it is the 1, 2, 3, is the fourth phrase, the one that reads, lik soye nim, chel ata belin, ata belinye. Now, in other areas, we find that it's usually ata belang, ata belang, ata belinye. Here we have ata belinye, the sixth order, li. Not the first order, le, but the sixth order, ata belin, ata belin. Now, chel, chel, what is chel? Chel, chel, chel-le, chel. Usually chel, chel is one of the irregular, we call this one of the irregular verbs, it's chel, and the verbal part is ale, 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 right? Chel, ale, chel, ale, right? To ignore, to pay no attention to neglect. So here, the KJV says, hold not thy peace at my tears, or lik so weeping, lik so ye, my weeping, lik so yena, with the ni, my direct object suffix marker, which puts the attention on the verb here, chel, My chel, the sense of ignore, ale chela atabelin, atabelin, atabelin. Now this is a very, we even thought this was an error. We see it in the print. We thought it was an error, but it's one of the irregular forms, and we do see this used and expressed elsewhere. And this is how we have it printed in the Metzahav Kedus here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Selasa Zeten, Kuter Asara Hulet. And here in the fourth, we call this the fourth hareg. A hareg is like a phrase, the fourth phrase. So just to break this down right here, we have Abirtu, Abirtu, corresponding to O Lord, my father's father, O Ab, Ab, father Ab of the Beit, Abirtu, father of the house, of his house, Selotain, Sema, this corresponds with the hear my prayer. That's a second phrase. Third phrase, Chuhetenim, Adimt, Adimt, right? And give ear or pay attention, Adimt, from Ademet, Ademet, Adimt as a command, as imperative. Right, give ear, pay attention. Right, listen. Actually, listen attentively. Listen attentively. I dimmed to my chuhet, chuhete, 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 to like my shouting. It's not a boo-hoo-hoo cry, but it's a shouting cry. Right, so that there is the third. Right, that's the third phrase in verse 12, and the fourth phrase is lik soye nim chel ata beling ling ling li, not le, as in the unusual, the irregular verb construction. Not to get into more, too much detail here, but just to point this out as a kind of a footer right here, 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 right? So this actually would be, instead of, as you may have heard it within the audio, Likasoyenim, Chel Ata Beleng, Beleng, which could be said as Chel Ata Beleng, as in other areas, but here we have one of the irregular forms, but used forms and expressed forms in the printed King of Kings Bible, Book of the Seven Seals, as Chel Ata Belin, to say, don't ignore my weeping, my likso, likso, my likso, likso ye nim, Chel Ata Belin, don't ignore, don't pay no attention to, don't neglect. So the KJV has hold not thy peace. So the word peace is not there, but the context of it is to say, don't ignore my weeping, likso ye nim, Chel Ata Belin. Don't ignore my weeping. Don't pay no attention to my weeping. Don't neglect my weeping. So that right there as a correction and an update right here, here, here. Then we have the fifth verse where it says, Ine, I, bemidrlai, upon the earth or upon the land or in the land. Ine, bemidrlai, metzatenya, nenina, metzatenya. Here, KJV has a stranger. The sense of, here we have stranger. Right, it says, I am as a, here's what it brings out, it says, for I, a stranger with thee. But the fuller sense, as we brought out in the audible, ine bemidrlai, bemidrlai, in the land, on the earth, I in the land, ine, ine, I, pronoun, ine, I bemidrlai, in the land, in the earth, metzatenya, a stranger, metzatenya. A guest, a sojourner, a stranger. But now, if you look at the KJV, it says, for I am a stranger with thee. It says with thee. Right? The sense of with thee is not thee, bamarinya. It says, ine, bemidrlai, metzatenya. I am a metzatenya. I am like a kind of a guest. Right? I am a stranger. Right? That's the bringing out the Amharic from the Ethiopic. Right, the Ethiopic sense, right, the Ethiopic sense. Coming from the G'ez roots, Metzah. Metzah, similar to the Hebrew, we have the Metzah, Motzi, Metzah, one to bring something. But in this sense, in the G'ez, it's like Metzah is like to come or he comes. Yeah, Metzah Tergum is he comes, he to come. In the Amharic, we have Metzah, 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 so one who comes forward. I in the earth is as one who comes forward, to say like a stranger or sojourner. So both meanings are in that one word. And if you look at the KJV carefully, you'll see that the word am and the word an is italicized. So reading it, right, as it should be without the italicization, for I, a stranger, with thee, a sojourner. So both senses, right? But then we have there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have in the last hareg phrase, inda, and this brings us now here to the second, you say, correction, right, an update. When you heard us say, when it says, as all my fathers were, and I said that does not say my fathers, who was reading from the digitalized version that had the error in it, and that error right here being corrected by viewing the printed copy, says, inda abatoche, in the printed copy from the digital era says in the Abatochim. Now, it could say that, but actually it doesn't say that in the official copy. So that was an error there within the digitalization of it. In the Abatoche, Abatoche. It does say, as the KJV has, as all my fathers were. So not in the Abatochim, but in the Abatochim. Abatoche, 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 Abatoche. Right, fathers, Abatoche, my fathers, in the like, Abatoche, and as my fathers, Ingeda, Ingeda, Ingeda. Now, here we have Ingeda. Ingeda, what is Ingeda? Now, Ingeda, one might look at both the Amharic, HSV, and the KJV and say, well, Ingeda could be sojourner, Ingeda, since we have Metratenya, could stand for stranger or one who comes. Like a newcomer, to say, a comer, one who comes. Like I am as like a newcomer, one who just comes to the earth, who comes to the land upon the earth, right? In there, I just come upon the earth. We just come upon the land. In there, the Midrlai, Mitzatenya Nenina, in the Abotoche, in Gada Nenina, in Gada. In Gada here, being brought out in translation as uncanny, unfamiliar, sense of uncanny. And as my fathers, Abotoche, as my patriarchs, like as they were, or as they be, I am a Ingeda. So they were Ingedas. So what is the Ingedoch in that plural sense? So what is the Ingeda? Here brought out as a noun, as or the sense of it, uncanny, unfamiliar, right? Uncanny, unfamiliar, exotic, right? Exotic, right? Extraneous, the green, to say I'm green, right? In a sense of strangeness, like grotesque to those, like, you know, like when you are immigrant in some other place, you seem strange, outlandish, uncouth, even weird. The sense of visiting. In the scripture, this is often brought out, as we mentioned briefly, this is often brought out as like strangers, insane stranger, or this is also brought out as a guest. Now, both words, metatenya and ingeda, can refer to the a stranger sense, but there's little nuances that we just attempted to zoom in on here in this audible footnote right here, Also, the sense of ingeda, like oddly, in a, like an adjectival sense, right? Like as an adverb, a peculiar. But bringing out the noun sense of ingeda, ingeda, nenna, for I be a ingeda. What is an ingeda? I be an unfamiliar person. I be an alien, a stranger. I be an outsider. I be a visitor. I be a guest. I be a new arrival, or in its more usual sense today in the Amharic and even from yesterday, a like a foreigner, a sense of a foreigner. Or as we have it here, we have sojourner. So here, the fuller verse, Kut el Asra Hulet, verse 12, Abetu, Elotain Sema, Chwetenim Adimt, Liksoyenim, Chel Ata Balin, Inebe Mitterlai, Mitzatenya, Nenna, Inda Batoche, Ingeda, Nenna, Full of Full, Abetu, My Father's Father, O Ab of the Beit, Abetu, Elotain Sema, Hear my prayer, my Zelot, Elotain Sema, Chwetenim Adimt, Pay attention, listen attentively to my shout. Chuhet, chuhete nim adimt, liksoye nim, and my weeping, chel ata belim. Don't ignore, don't neglect, don't pay no attention to, but pay attention to my weeping, liksoye nim, chel ata belim. Ine b'midrlai mitzatenya nina. Ine I, upon the land, upon the earth, am a comer, like a newcomer, for I am one who has come upon the earth, the earthly plane. Inde abatoche, like my patriarchs, like my forefathers, like my abatoche. Inde abatoche, like my patriarchs, in gada nina. I am a sojourner, I'm a new arrival, I'm a foreigner, a guest, a visitor, outsider, a stranger, alien, an unfamiliar person. Abirtu, Elotain, Sema, Chuhetenim, Adimt, Liksoyenim, Chel Atabalin, Inebe Midalai, Mitzatenya, Nenina, Indabatoche, Ingeda, Nenina, 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 Ingeda,
Ingeda, Ingeda, Ingeda, like a guest or in the sense of a stranger, depends on if you look at the gutters of it. Now the Ingeda is like a guest. As a guest in that sense, in a more ancient good sense, it can be brought out as stranger. In the Abatochim, in Gedanina, in the like the Abatoch,
like the fathers, righteous the patriarchs, and Abatochim, and like the patriarchs in Gada, and then I'm a guest, I'm a stranger, for I'm a stranger as the patriarchs. Uter Asra Sost, verse 13. What a mala meles melesbeta salahid arf zen tawing. O spear me, spear I, that I may recover strength before I go hence from here and be no more. Oda mala malesabeta salhet, oda mala malesabet, towards that which I do not return in. Oda mala malesabeta salhet, before while I go not, to that which I return not in. Arf, arf, rest, arf, zen, so that I rest, arf, zen, taweng, taweng, spare I, but more directly, leave I. What am Allah malesabeta salhid, arf, zen, taweng, 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 taweng,
taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, taweng, I'm like, leave it, let it go, you know, in a sense. Yes, I. Rastafari here, just on the outro here. Isaac Haile Selassie right here. Bata Chinhoy. Yes, I appear on the outro right here. Shalom, Havarim. Shalom. Yes, I. Hello?
Who art in heaven? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን
ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።